It's Wednesday, so that means we talk agriculture, get updated with the experts from Brandt's. Always good to visit with Josh Allen, plant manager down at Auburn. And Josh, you tell me you're up in the Waverly area this morning. What's the topic of discussion or conversation that you have with customers?
Today is trying to figure out if we can get a little spraying done on some fungicides and some herbicides here before the next rain event. Got to be pretty careful where you step out there, though, still.
Right. Well, there's the old adage, rain makes grain, and obviously nobody really wants to turn down rain in July, but are we to the point where maybe actually could be doing some, I hate to use the word damage, but a little bit of damage to some of the crops out there?
Starting to see it in soybeans for sure. The pounded spots are turning yellow from what I'm seeing up there. The nodulation's been affected. These beans aren't really creating their own nitrogen as much as I'd like to see. They're not getting oxygen in the roots where the roots can get some air and move those nutrients off the plant. Corn seems to be taking it better, but corn plant in July is going to use up a lot of water as we start getting into these, you know, warmer days. I think today's supposed to be almost 90, sunshine and wind blowing. Corn's going to suck up a lot of that water is out there, but you know, I hate to say we want to shut off, because I think here towards the end of the month we're going to want another rain again.
Yeah, and again, I think when I don't remember the last time that we visited, but in general, what was kind of the planting sequence taking place in your territory as far as a lot of course, obviously people have two planters planted both crops, but are we the corn maybe a little later than what it would have been, say, 4 years ago?
Yeah, but I think we've also seen where corn doesn't have to be the first planted crop to be the best crop out there. You can have good planted corn in June. We've seen that before. It's not historical, but we've also seen where the first planted beans are going to be your best beans, and that stair steps down as the calendar moves on. So my guys around here, they were planting corn, beans, whatever field was dry, switching their planter over if they don't have two planters. And if they did have two planters, they were going both of them as soon as they could, as fast as they could. So really, I mean, the crops in all different stages, corn, beans, and everything, a lot of it got planted early there. And then we got that rain middle of May where it turned into a little bit of a dragged out period. But all in all, I think the crop does look pretty good. The early stuff obviously looks better, and it always does. But I think we still got a long way to go before we're in the bin.
And having said that, I guess are the crops yet at the point for like the corn? Are we getting close to where you can go out and maybe make some yield estimates at this point?
You possibly could. If you split a plant open, I'm sure the ear is already there and it's formed. So you can go ahead and see how many round your kernels your ear is going to be. Now, the length is still to be determined, obviously. But as we get into where we finally get some sun here and pollination has a chance to where it's going to finish up on some of this corn and still get going on others, yeah, I think you could probably make a really good estimate on what your yield's going to be.
At this point, as you mentioned, this is a time everyone's putting on fungicide on both crops in some cases. Is there much disease present out there? And I've heard rumors that there may even be potential for some southern rust.
I've seen some gray leaf spot. Now, southern rust, I haven't seen in these fields yet, but there's fungicides available that are real strong on southern rust. With all these rain events that we have had, bringing in a lot of disease from the southern U.S., typically that's what you see happen with these midsummer storms. We've got the moisture. We're going to get the heat here. So the inoculum is going to be there for a big disease season. Now, depending on the hybrid, some hybrids are more susceptible to others. But as we look at what we've seen on a lot of these fungicide applications, it's not always about disease. It's about plant health. And as we got this corn plant crop out here, got a good number there at the board. be a great year, I think, to get a fungicide application on all your crops.
And I know that Brant's like to use, and again, this kind of reverts back to talking about the soybeans as well, the yellowing that we're seeing out there. Some of these secondary and micronutrient packages might really be beneficial to throw in with that fungicide.
Absolutely. I've been putting boron in with all my fungicide applications since I started with Brant in 2003. I tend not to see where the yield is as variable. You know, there's a lot of guys that like to tell me, well, fungicide worked this year, but it didn't work this next year. Well, with a boron application, I just feel like I've had a more consistently positive outcome whenever I spray a fungicide. And as we start spraying these applications, we like to be earlier and earlier. Well, that's just going to make the boron be that much more valuable with those applications as we go in and trying to retain the flowers on the soybeans and try to get the top end of that ear to fill out and get the green fill.
Well, I know with all the rain we've had, of course, early we had some winds. We did some elbowing of corn. Have you checked and have you heard anyone say how the root development is? Because as you mentioned, we've got more rain coming in this weekend. We had that dry period. Did we get big enough root system that maybe if we get some wind now at this point, we won't see any further lodging because of a root issue?
I dug up some plants, and really the root system looks phenomenal. And even some of this corn that did get a little wind whipped, it was in a time frame where I did, on at least the crops down here, where there was a little bit of lodging, but it's not near as bad as what the lodging has caused by some of the water and some of these drowned out spots where that corn just laid over and finally gave up. So I think anytime you're going to get a large wind event, I mean, I don't think there's one hybrid out there that's going to be not handle the wind as well as another, but I would be very positive in thinking that we'll be okay.
So at this point, nitrogen on corn, are you seeing any, and with this rain, does that concern you that we're going to have saturated soils and then here at the critical time run out?
I think we probably flush a lot of nitrogen through the soils, but I would like to think that we have some organic nitrogen still available. A lot of my guys also, where we split apply the nitrogen, where we have the fall ammonia, and then use some sort of 32 with an ATS mix in the spring, that we've got enough stored up in the plant, and that's available to this crop. Have we lost some? Yes, but I think it'll be enough to finish us out throughout the year.
And do you normally recommend putting in insecticide with the fungicide applications? And if so, what are you seeing out there as far as insect pressure in corn?
Not seeing much in corn. And I think with the rainfall events that we have had, these silks are growing at a phenomenal rate, where it would take a pretty serious infestation, I would think, to clip the silks back enough to where it would warrant an insecticide application. Now, on soybeans, on the other hand, seeing a lot of Japanese beetle feeding already in the beans. I've seen it in the trees and the flowers and everything else around. So I would strongly recommend an insecticide application in these soybeans to finish this out.
So again, like with corn, though, also adding some extra nutritional micronutrients.
Yeah, the same thing with the boron. You're going to see where you're going to get the pollen is going to want to go into the ear just a little bit easier. You're going to have the tip of the ear is going to have a better chance of filling out, and have seen good results from it.
And was there any wheat down in your area?
Very little. I got a few guys that have it just for manure applications. Hearing pretty good yields, though, 90-plus bushel, so for our neighborhood, that's not too bad, but we don't have a lot to compare it against.
Okay. So I guess the other thing is coming up, as I understand it, tomorrow up at the Brant Research Farm is their field day up at Pleasant Plains.
Absolutely. I was going to mention that if you're going to skirt by me, but tomorrow, 8 o'clock, have a check-in for our research farm. I hear they got some good speakers lined up. Fortunately or unfortunately, wasn't asked to talk this year, but it should be a good turnout. Looks like it's going to be nice weather and a nice day.
And if people can't get there at 8, I mean, does it, let's say, you know, people that might have livestock or something that, or something else going on, what happens if they're not there at 8?
I think check-in just starts at 8, but we can show up at any time. And if it gets to be where you can't be there, just give your local brand advisor a phone call, and we'll get you an opportunity to talk to the people up there that we're showing everyone around, and get you maybe a private tour. Those opportunities can be available.
Well, I certainly know that area particularly has been hit with a lot of rain. Maybe this is going to work out, because I think they're saying the rain tomorrow, maybe after 1 o'clock, so that should work well there.
Yeah, it should be good. It'll be get everyone through there on the tour stops, and get everyone fed and heading back home before another rain event.
Well, and I forgot to ask when we were talking about corn and soybeans, how's the weed control been this year?
It's been hit and miss. It seems like every year now you can have a problem that you weren't expecting. One of my biggest issues I've seen this year is I've had more trouble controlling grass and soybeans. And, you know, I think that has a combination of a lot of the new technology we're using with the Enlist and dicamba, to where it's not as effective spraying the glyphosates and the other products out there to control the grass. So, all in all, I've been pretty happy. But I think we're going to see with all these rain events, we're probably washed a lot of the residuals out, and I think it'd be. I'm hoping these beans canopy before we have too many issues or we're coming in later in the season.
Yeah, because the reason I asked that, I did see a couple of articles maybe out of the university suggesting that now with all this rain, they don't call water hemp for no reason, that there may be quite a few that have been germinated underneath the beans at this point that could stick their heads up before we get to harvest.
Yeah, completely possible. You know, a lot of these residuals that we sprayed out were 3 weeks to a month ago. You know, they're starting to run their course. These beans have had a tough time getting any growth to them here recently. And then the downside is we're out of label on pretty much any product that you can put out there that's going to control water hemp in soybeans. So. A lot of that revenge spraying just isn't a good idea.
And I wondered, there's a couple of fields that I have observed that were no-till fields, and I saw this about 4 or 5 years or maybe longer ago that were no-till, and then all of a sudden, every time we got a big rain, those beans would seemingly not look as good as they did prior to the rains. At the time, they said it might have to do with some residual product on the corn stalks, on the stubble there, then leaching in and affecting the beans. Have you seen any of that, and is that a potential reason for it this year?
You know, I haven't seen any of that directly, but one thing I have seen is where we're planting either cover crops or wheat in fields later in the season. And you know, if it's wheat going after corn, it seems like that wheat just gets off and going real quick. So I think there is some residual nitrogen that's available. But also on some of these cover crops, they seem to be a little slow taking off. So I'm wondering if there is some residual chemicals that are in these fields, to where we got to be probably a little bit more selective in what we're using, depending on what we got going on the following year. And if we get later in the season and start applying herbicides still in July, you know, what herbicides are applying and what is our half-life, is that going to stick around and be a problem for any fall? Yeah. Decisions that are made.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I guess at this point, give me, I don't think I'd ask, but if you were to rate the, in general, the corn and soybean crop in your territory, are they mainly good to excellent, good, or what?
I would say corn, good to excellent, depending on your drainage. And soybean, I'd say good, maybe just slightly above average, and that's also going to depend on drainage. I think no one would argue that tile has definitely paid for itself here in the past few years.
Right. And I guess at this point, I know last week when I talked with John Allen, never too early to start thinking about getting some lime brought in if you're going to need it for this fall.
Absolutely. I hear the lime rates have been positive. I think there's a couple of discounts that are available. It's always trucks are always a little bit more available here in the summer than the fall. I think most of them are probably about done hauling rock on a lot of these roads that are getting resurfaced. So if you got a little wet spot that ain't gonna grow crop, it'd be a good idea maybe to dump some lime in there, get it piled up. That way, it's available to you this fall when your crop harvested.
Right. Well, any other topics that your customers are voicing concerns about?
Not today, but it's early. It's a little after 9, so.
Right, right.
We'll see what comes up here a little bit later today.
And again, plot day tomorrow at Pleasant Plains. Registration begins at 8.
The west side there at Pleasant Plains, right there on 125. Be more than happy to see anybody who wants to show up.
And again, our thanks to Josh Allen, the plant manager at Brandt's facility in Auburn. So again, rain makes grain, and things could slow down a little bit in that regard probably. With that, we wrap up today's feature.